From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in Thursday, marking 100 days in office, said he would prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He urged South Koreans to believe there will be no war. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing an intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence, visiting Chile, reaffirmed U.S. resolve in the face of the North Korean threat.
We truly believe that it's imperative that the regime in Pyongyang understand that all options are on the table. The United States of America will simply not permit a rogue regime in North Korea to possess usable nuclear weapons that can reach the continental United States and threaten our people.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
Those parties include the Koreas, U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election that he lost in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga's called the outcome of the August 8 election he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta fraudulent. Some feared the 72-year-old politician would urge supporters to take to the streets in violent protest. This is VOA News.